Today is a quick study on the topic of being tempted. I would like to answer the following questions using scripture. Number one, who is the tempter of man? What does the tempter use for you and me to disobey God? And number three, is being tempted a sin? Please note, if you wish to follow along in this quick study, I encourage you to grab your Bible and a writing utensil. Praise the Lord. Give me a quick moment and I'll be right back. And welcome to Bible study class. Now that you have your Bible and a writing instrument, let's get started. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 13, "Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither can he tempt any man." When the Lord tests us, he tests the faith of man and righteousness to see who will keep his law, which identifies who the wheat and the tares are in the church. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, God tested the faith of Abraham. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son." The faith test of Abraham was a shadow of God giving the world his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in Jesus should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 16, the Lord tested the faith of the children of Israel for 40 years before they could enter earthly Canaan. The Lord fed the children of Israel with manna from heaven while they were in the wilderness. As the Lord provided, he tested their faith to see who will obey his commandments. Dear listener, please understand, the test of the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years was a shadow of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness for 40 days. In Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 4, 7, and 10, the Bible makes it very clear that God allowed Jesus' faith to be tested to see if he would yield to the evil temptations of the adversary. And the Bible teaches that Satan did not prevail. Praise the Lord for the Son of God. So in the beginning, who was the tempter of the angels in heaven? And who is the tempter of man on the earth? The answer is Satan. Mark chapter 1, verse 13. So what does being tempted mean? My friends, the Bible explains itself. James chapter 1, verse 14. The Bible says, "But each one is tempted by his own evil desires. He is lured away and enticed." My friends, in order to understand deception, we must understand the angel of deception. We must know Satan's cunning tricks. What does Satan use to tempt man? The answer is our weaknesses of our sinful flesh. Satan uses our desires of our sinful flesh to disobey God. And by yielding to temptation, we break the law of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 3, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." In other words, Adam and Eve made a choice, and they made the wrong choice. When they surrendered themselves to the doctrine of Satan, they broke the law of God in the flesh. But what did God do? God sent Jesus in likeness of sinful Adam to condemn sin in the flesh. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, "For we do not have a high priest who was unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way, yet without sin. So when Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness, was he sinning? The answer is no. Is being tempted a sin? The answer is no. Being tempted is not a sin. Friends, we break the law when we yield to temptation. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 15, "Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." The Bible teaches the wages of sin is death. The Bible is telling us in James chapter 1, verse 15, that sin begins at conception in the heart. As sin continues in the heart, it shows up in our behavior. As sin continues to grow in our behavior, sin gives birth to death. Please turn with me to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible is telling us that sin is the work of Satan, and Jesus was manifested to destroy the work of Satan. So let us all run to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ for victory over sin and victory over Satan. Let us all be converted and be saved through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Job chapter 15, verse 35, "They conceive mischief and bringeth forth vanity, and their belly prepareth deceit." When we study the character of Satan in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 and 13, it's very clear that sin is rooted in selfishness. Now is the time for you and me to afflict our souls and run to Jesus, because when we conceive the sin of selfishness, it leads to lying to ourselves, and lying to ourselves prepares deceit. Why did Jesus come to the earth? Answer: to save man from sin. John chapter 1, verse 29 says, "The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And what must we do to be forgiven of our sins? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsake them shall receive mercy." Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must believe that God will give us victory over sin. I can testify that God wants to save us from sin and give us strength during the time of temptation. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." So there are three promises that God has for us during the time of temptation. Number one, God will give us strength. Number two, God will not allow the temptation to be more than we can bear. And number three, God made a promise to us that he will give us a way to escape. Dear listener, we must stand on the promises of the Lord and say to God, "Let not my will be done, but thy will be done, in righteousness in Christ Jesus." And always remember, faith, hope, and love is forever, and the greatest of these is love. Until we meet again, God bless.